Maz, congratulations. You've just won the Venture Prize, Grand Prize for this year from Tech Edmonton. Tell me a bit about your company. What is the name of your company?
The company is Biothic Corporation.
And what do you do?
We're developing a rapid diagnostic device, so for professional and eventually consumer use. Something that you and I, similar to a home pregnancy test or a blood glucose monitor, that you can basically go and buy over the counter, and it lets you test whether you're infected with potentially any infectious or inherited disease.
Now, is this spin-off from U of A technology?
Yeah, we were spin-off actually. This was a culmination of my master's work and research at the University of Alberta, so we are a spin-off from the University of Alberta.
Explain a little bit more about this lab on a chip technology.
Currently, what's done is you have central labs that do all the processing. So when you go to a DynaLife DX, for example, and you get your blood or urine sample or saliva sample collected, it's sent to a lab, and at the lab, there's extensive personnel and equipment that processes the sample. What we've done is basically taken that entire lab and put it on something the size of your fingernail. So all that processing happens on something, basically, as I said, as small as your fingernail. The raw blood or urine or saliva sample is placed on our device, and within minutes, you have results.
Now, what is the potential for your company?
Potential is immense. One of the major applications for our devices that we're looking at immediately is for STD testing, so sexually transmitted diseases. So a lot of people in the 18 to low 30s age group, they want to know whether they're infected with a potentially infectious sexually transmitted disease, chlamydia, gonorrhea, HIV. What our type of device enables is, down the road, people will be able to go to a pharmacy, purchase an over-the-counter test for an STD, and perform it in the comfort of their own home.
Now, what stage are you at with the company development?
We've developed a prototype of our system, working at productizing it into the first commercial product, and we hope to have that launched and in clinics by about 2012 for sales. And we're looking at having the consumer product out in consumer hands about 2014.
What's it been like for you going through this competition process? Because it's taken a few months.
Yeah, it's been a very it's been a great learning experience, but very stressful at times as well. So just even today, before the results were announced, my colleagues and I were shaking in anticipation. So it's been a really good experience. It's really rewarding in the end of it to actually have won, and we're looking forward to moving forward from there.
What have you actually won?
So I guess the prizes encompass cash and in kind, so legal services, cash value of about $25,000, and various other services.
What happens next?
Next, we focus on building our company. So I'm actually heading down to California today. So after this, I'll be back and we'll be working on building the company even more.
Congratulations and thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. If you think you may be pregnant, you can simply visit a local pharmacy and purchase an over-the-counter home pregnancy test. If you have diabetes, you have the ability to monitor your blood sugar levels from the comfort of your own home. However, if you think you may be infected with a potentially deadly or contagious disease, or have a predisposition to a genetic disease, whether it's a sexually transmitted disease, cancer, or a host of other diseases, there's currently no sufficient mechanism available that will allow you or your physician to immediately diagnose you and therefore immediately treat you. Biolithic is developing a DNA-based test that will allow professionals and eventually consumers to easily, rapidly, accurately, and very affordably diagnose for almost any infectious disease at your convenience. This technology will offer the opportunity to save millions of lives, hundreds of billions in healthcare costs, and reduce the spread of disease. Thank you. Biothic is building on my master's work and the work of the researchers at the University of Alberta to develop a rapid diagnostic device that will eventually replace conventional central lab testing.
Right now, we have lots of conditions, including sexual transmitted diseases, that can still take up to 1 week to diagnose. And so what Biolithic is essentially doing is reducing that time to hours or even minutes instead of days.
In the hospital setting, particularly a patient coming in an emergency department, often the diagnosis of their disease may be critical to their survival.
So this technology is being developed to enable a very cost-effective implementation of the same technologies that are being used in everyday healthcare, but dramatically faster and dramatically less expensive.
The system is based on a reader and a chip. A urine sample or a blood sample, ideally a non-invasive sample, for example saliva as well, is added onto the chip. So a simple, for example, eyedropper, added onto the chip is placed into the reader is activated, and immediately thereafter, a result is provided to the physician, a reader that's easily interpretable by the physician as well.
with the chip technology, they will be able to make the diagnosis very quickly. That's what's going to allow us right in the office to then make the decision, explain to the patient exactly what they have, and be able to proceed from there.
Eventually, as our technology develops further, place these devices in disposable, single-use form in the hands of consumers. So you or I could test for any infectious disease that you can imagine. So what that enables is, if you are anxious or curious, do I have something, you can immediately just walk over to the pharmacy, pick up an over-the-counter test, Biolifix product, and simply test yourself in the comfort of your own home.
Part of what makes this university spin-off possible is a relationship with Delta Semiconductor, their Biolithix IC fabrication foundry. And they have the technology to mass produce Biolithix chips the way chips are mass produced for iPods.
The cost of this technology is within the realm of every individual being able to afford it. And so that is something that is absolutely essential for us to understand, that it's not a $1 billion cost for each device.
This technology, we hope, will be so easily accessible by consumers, similar to existing home pregnancy devices and glucose blood monitors.
It's faster, it's less expensive, we can all access it. So we're trying to make healthcare accessible.
We see our medical device in the hands of every single consumer in the world. If they care about their health, they would have our device.
Thanks very much, Maziar. Our next presenter is Dan Haight with Dark Horse Emergency Services, a division of Dark Horse Analytics Incorporated.
Hi there, I'm Daniel Haight, I'm the president of Dark Horse Emergency Services. We're a software company that provides mathematical tools to emergency service professionals to help them reduce their costs by millions of dollars and potentially save a number of lives. We compete against a small group of very specialized software companies, but whereas they use simulation to kind of guess and test, our product actually diagnoses the source of performance issues and it prescribes the best possible solution using optimization techniques. As one of our clients told us, planning is no longer a gamble with this product. We intend to sell our software as a service and a subscription basis, and we expect sales to reach $10 million in the next 5 years and profits of $3.5 million. A number of municipalities are already using our prototypes, and we were actually chosen recently by Alberta Health Services to help with the optimization of station locations and deployment in the entire province of Alberta. We have a partnership with the University of Alberta. We have exclusive access to kind of the world-beating research that is being done at the Center for Excellence in Operations, which is one of the premier research centers for emergency services in the world. Thank you.
Emergency service managers are faced with critical, life-threatening decisions. The choices that planners make involve millions of dollars and have serious consequences. This environment is characterized by high risk and constrained resources. Poor planning can lead to the destruction of property or the loss of life.
Dark Horse has developed a set of planning tools that both diagnose and prescribe the problems that emergency services face. It diagnoses the root cause of their performance issues, and it prescribes the best possible way to deal with that performance issue. The product that we've developed is very simple to use, and that's one of the great benefits of it. It was developed for managers. It was developed for emergency services professionals. It wasn't meant to be used by a trained analyst whose full-time job was to run this system.
The Dark Horse suite mines historical data for insights. Performance diagnostics identify underlying causes of slow response times and direct the user to the most appropriate remedy. A planner can use the deployment analyzer to allocate their fleet to the appropriate stations. The station locator can be used to add or move stations. Each will find the optimal placement. These tools equip managers with the information they need to make timely, accurate decisions. Dark Horse is partnered with the University of Alberta's Center for Excellence in Operations, one of the world's premier emergency services research centers. Through this rich collaboration, the groundbreaking science that underpins our software and services was developed. The team has worked with over a dozen municipalities in Canada and the U.S.
Dark Horse provided us with a station location tool, which actually allowed us to demonstrate to our elected officials and our administration where the best investment would be in human and financial resources to maximize our operational performance.
Our easy-to-use product suite brings answers directly into the hands of decision makers. These tools do not require dedicated IT resources, lengthy training sessions, or hired experts. Integration is rapid, and total cost of ownership is low.
The Dark Horse Suite mitigates risk, reduces costs, and saves lives.
Thanks very much, Dan. Our final fast growth presenter is Eugene Chen with Firenest Innovations Incorporated.
There are 1.5 million small nonprofits in North America. These are your peewee hockey teams, community leagues, religious groups, and these nonprofits all face challenges like trying to plan events, collaborate on files. And the existing tools that they use are noisy, messy, and cause frustration. Enterprise tools like SharePoint are expensive and require resources that small nonprofits just don't have. Firenest provides an affordable web-based solution that gives nonprofits the tools to manage their volunteers, share files, hold discussions, and much more. By leveraging recent advancements in technology, we're building a profitable business around this niche and previously underserved market segment and are poised to be the dominant players within this particular segment. We started our beta, our private beta, in January and already have paying clients. As U of A engineering grads who've returned to Edmonton after leading teams at Microsoft, Micron, and RIM in Silicon Valley, Boston, and Redmond, we're seeking advisors and mentors. Okay, we'd love to meet you, and I hope you enjoy our video. Thanks.
The big problems that we have as a nonprofit is our board and most of our staff are volunteers. So they have a limited amount of time and resource available to put into things. So sometimes they're available, sometimes they're not. And keeping in communication with them, because they're trying to balance their full-time jobs, other activities, is a real challenge.
You don't have access to lots of the really wonderful, expensive tools that are out there. So we use a real patchwork of things like Google Docs and Google Spreadsheets, WebEx Calendar, DabbleDB databases, things like that. So the problem is that those things don't talk to each other very well, very efficiently.
Email is not the most reliable way of doing this. You always get spam. Filters are a problem. Things get lost in there.
You never know if you're emailing files around, if you've got the most recent version of something, who's seen what. It's really tricky to do that.
Firenest is a software startup in Edmonton that provides web-based collaboration tools for small nonprofits. Firenest is very simple to use. It's affordable for them, and it's also very integrated to the features that nonprofits actually need.
In the case of nonprofits, it's things like volunteer management and donor management, as well as more common things like file sharing and event scheduling. Small nonprofits, which is our primary market at this point, have been a traditionally underserved market because individually they tend to not have a lot of money, so they can't afford to buy expensive tools.
They're the first to bring this new technology to this marketplace, and so I think they've hit the juxtaposition of an available technology and an unserved market just at the right time.
The main feature of Finest that we find really useful is the file management. You can upload files, be they Word files, PowerPoint presentations, Excel spreadsheets, photos, whatever. And you can put them there and other people can access them, depending on who you've allowed to access them.
I think that they have a really powerful solution here, something that nobody really has thought of before.
FireNest allows us to bring together all of our communication with our members, our directors, and our staff, all in one place.
And these are organizations that impact almost everyone in their daily lives. Almost everyone interacts with one of these organizations at least once a week. So by helping these organizations, we really hope that we can, you know, improve the quality of lives for everyone.
FireNest matters because nonprofits will spend less time doing all the organizational stuff and spend more time doing things that they care about and are passionate about.
Thank you, Eugene. Ladies and gentlemen, how about a big round of applause for all of our Fast Growth finalists? All right, well, the three finalists' fate now rests in the hands of our judges. Before they leave to confer and make their final decision, I'd like to point out that, first of all, they're all volunteers, which is pretty spectacular. We'd also like to recognize each one of them by name. Rod Charco from Next Capital Advisors, Michael Doss from Octane Venture Partners, Colleen Dufresne from Hood Group, Mike Scarth from Alberta WaterSmart, and Ted Williams from TSX Venture Exchange. I don't envy your jobs, ladies and gentlemen. This will be one hard decision. Please feel free to exit the room and get that decision underway.